And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, this is Sergio, and I am on the phone today with James Knox. He is the director of the Cascade Chorale Association. There's also going to be another event coming up next month as well, in December, right?
Yeah, December. This is our kind of probably one of our biggest fundraisers, is that we always perform the annual Holiday Magic Concerts. After my second year in, I was introduced by another particular gentleman named Jim, and he wanted to start kind of an annual holiday concert, and he titled it Holiday Magic, and that name just kind of stuck. And so we have performed other places besides Tower Theater over the years, but we are definitely, the Tower Theater is our home base, and there's tickets on the first weekend of Holiday Magic in December. And so, you know, if you think of the big Christmas parade that happens, and then folks just basically they'll come to the concert, have dinner, and just make it a big weekend, and it kicks off really that holiday tradition of kind of carrying into the season. And so it's a big one. We are half sold out on each night. We're already pushing the threshold of 200 plus tickets, and so we're in a good space. It's a very popular event, and I'm really excited about this year. For one thing, with the incredible teamwork that I have with the Cascade Chorale Association board, we are bringing on a full string orchestra of 16 players. We got four percussionists, and my wonderful accompanist, Kayla McDuffie, will be joining forces together to introduce a piece that I wrote. It's a major choral work called A Season's Journey. And we are featuring the legend, the great Bob Shaw. Those of you that know the local weatherman that retired, he is actually playing a role in this particular piece called A Season's Journey. He's the narrator, known as the herald. And I also have other soloists coming in. And so we take that journey, and we basically start from the quiet part of the season called the mystery with familiar carols such as like O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Lo, How Roses Are Blooming. We go into the magical part of it where we feature a soloist there. We sing songs like O Silent Night and Holy Night, the Huron Carol, if you know that. And then we have a brief intermission, and we jump right back into it where voices rise, and they sing really big celebratory pieces like Angels We Have Heard on High, Ding Dong Merrily on High, and Joy to the World. And I bring in another soloist that's the celebrant, and we wrap up the whole concert of Here We Come at Wassailing, Deck the Halls, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So it's got that firecracker of a concert where it has all the favorites that you could, that you would really kind of imagine hearing during this time of season. So it's going to be a very big event, and I'm really excited to be able to give this to the community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that sounds like a good time, especially if you are into the holiday season, especially, I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, got the legend, the local legend, Bob Shaw coming in too. So that's definitely, it's going to sounds like a good time.
It's great. And, you know, Bob and I do go back a little bit. He's worked with us over the years. He was an MC for a couple of years with Holiday Magic. And so when I asked him if he wouldn't mind playing this part, he jumped on board and said, "This sounds like a fantastic idea." So I have him, and I have three other soloists ranging from the age of 11 to, you know, close to 60. So it's a really eclectic mix of songs, anywhere from, you know, what's considered sacred music all the way to secular music. And so it's going to be a great grand concert.
Definitely. And I was looking around through the website too, and if people were interested in getting involved with the Cascade Chorale Association, how would they do so?
Well, they can do one or two things. They can just give a anonymous or any type of donation that they wish to. And one of the donations that we have under Support Us is called Give the Gift of Song. And so you can suggest any donations from $50 under all the way to $1,500, as we call the Encore area. We have major sponsors as well that are going to be fitting the bill, so to speak, to help support this big thing. And so, you know, we can't thank enough, besides our special guests, but we have some very big sponsors on there. That's important to us to keep it going. And so we're really excited that they're able to do that with Taylor Development, for example, and Hilltop Home Loans. They're able to help us and be the title sponsor for that. And so without their money that they're able to support us, you know, these programs wouldn't exist. So we're really excited, and people can get involved anywhere from giving that way or just being the title sponsor or any type of sponsor. So we're excited, and we're excited that they're able to be a part with us.
Definitely. It sounds like it's exciting. I mean, especially that's the thing too, is that we have this thing in Bend that we're very big on being local, and what better way to help support the local music scene by, you know, being a part of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's great, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, so it is tax deductible, and so we're able to get that on our tax ID form online there through CascadeCrowd.org. But, you know, this money that we're able to support and raise really pay the musicians that are on stage, so that string orchestra and the percussionists. I mean, it takes a lot to make sure that we support them correctly, and that includes the soloists as well. And all the other proceeds are kind of divvied up throughout the rest of the year. So we do this big holiday magic concert, and then we're able to provide the other two performances later on in our season for free with donations accepted. So, you know, we like to give back to the community. So if you can't afford the tickets, that's okay. Come and give what you can. And so this helps scholarships as well. So there's students in there that are very young that perhaps, you know, their pockets aren't as deep, and they need a little bit of financial help. So we're going to be able to do that, whether it's outfits that we require for that, whether it's music that we have to dish out and give out every single term. We're able to try to get as much support as we can to not only our singers, but every community member that's involved.
Gotcha. Well, you have the Jazz Central event coming up Friday, November 21st. And then you have
7 p.m.
The big Holiday Magic event coming up on December 6th and 7th.
Right. December 6th is the evening performance. That's at 7 p.m. And then our matinee is at 3 on December 7th.
Okay, perfect. So there you go. You can spread it out. And and again, if people wanted to get information or to buy tickets, where would they go?
Well, they can go two directions. Go to our website, and there's a link that they can click on once they get there, where you basically click on upcoming concerts, or you're more than welcome to go to that Tower Theater. Make sure it's Tower Theater with an R-E at the end and not E-R, but towertheater.org will be able to get you in there, and you can click on listed events, and it'll click on Holiday Magic or the calendar, and you'll be able to buy tickets there as well.
So there you go.
Or call the box office. They'll be happy to get you tickets as well.
Multiple ways to get your tickets, your information. And before we go, is there anything else you would like to mention or anything before we wrap it up?
No, you know, I think we're good for sure. But, you know, without the support and our title sponsor and things like that, none of this would be possible. And of course, we love coming back to the Tower Theater. It's always been our home base for sure. So we're excited. And, you know, we're always looking for potential new singers as well. So if you miss out on this, or you see this particular concert, whether it's the jazz group or the Cascade Chorale, and you really want to be a singer and want to be involved in that, they should contact me at jwknox@cocc.edu. Let me know what's going on. Let me know about your experience singing, and maybe you can join us next session.
Well, that's James Knox, and he is the director over at the Cascade Chorale Association. And I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your day and joining me.
Oh, yeah, that's been a pleasure. I really appreciate the conversation, and thank you for your time. So, I'm looking forward to seeing many faces there.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.